on behalf of my brother Steve, my brother Stanley and their families, and on behalf of this whole house, we humble ourselves. We humble ourselves. Accept the sacrifices of praise of our lips and accept the gratefulness of our heart. You have kept this ministry, and we thank you for what you are about to do in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. We smell the abundance of your goodness coming. We smell a season of prosperity. We smell a season of reward for all those who have stood with this vision. We thank you. Throughout the journey of this church, whenever they have been faced with spiritual battles, challenges that have threatened the survival of this church, you have raised a standard. And you have calmed the waters, and peace was restored. Thank you. Thank you. We have never seen any day that electricity was cut off because they couldn't pay, that they couldn't have money to buy fuel into the generators. We give you thanks that month after month, the workers of this church, salaries are paid into their account, so they can feed their homes and their families. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. He's faithful. Yes. Can I hear your voice wherever you are? Come on, say it again. He's faithful. Oh, Jesus. He's forevermore. His faithfulness, he's faithful. Lord. You are faithful, Lord. He's forevermore. Please take your seats. Let's hold some discussions on 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse number 3. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse number 3. This is a woman called Hannah rebuking certain people. Talk no more. Let me do New King James Version. Let me do New King James Version. New King James. Talk no more so very proudly, and let no arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him, actions are weighed. The New Living Translation is direct. Shoot the New Living Translation and I'll come back to the New King James Version. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. Today, I have come here to join my heart with you, to silence any mouth that accuses you wrongly. Clap your hands and say, every accusations, may they be quiet. Clap your hands and say, I silence every mouth of accusation. Hallelujah. Any anybody who has become so proud and so arrogant because of what they have. I came here to let you know on this anniversary day, a transfer is taking place. I wish I was saying this one somewhere at Makola. People will rejoice. You are not receiving. Can I prophesy again? You didn't get the prophecy. I said, those who are accusing you wrongly for no reason, the Lord will shut their mouth. I clap your hands and say, my God, shut their mouth for me. Hallelujah. Now let's continue. Let's go. There are more prophecies there I'd like to release. Look at verse number four. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. You didn't say that, too. Anyone who raised a bow against you, clap your hands and say, break. And those who thought that you were weak, oh my God, by the time we finish the service today, the Lord will make you stronger than your enemies.
I receive it.
Who am I talking to?
I am.
Can you clap your hands and jump and say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Oh, in case you have forgotten, you are in church. Can you get up and go to somebody and say, brother, you are in church. Say, sister, you are in church. Say, you are in church. Say, you are in church. Say, brother, you are in church. Say, God is fighting the battle. God is fighting
God
the battle.
Is fighting the battle.
Clap your hands and say, Lord,
Lord,
fight.
Fight.
Look at verse number five. Look at verse number five. Look at verse number five. Oh, we are in church. Read verse number five with a loud voice and claim the miracle there. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread. And the hungry have ceased to hunger. Are you hungry? You will be hungry no more.
Amen. I receive it.
Are you poor? Your poverty is coming to an end.
I receive it.
Are you single? Get ready. The wedding bells are ringing.
I receive it.
Hey, have you started building your house and the house has come to a standstill? Get ready. The Lord is bringing you speed and acceleration.
I receive speed.
You will finish your building.
I receive it.
You didn't hear me. I said you'll finish the project.
I receive it.
Hey, am I prophesying to Reverend Steve Mensah?
Jesus.
Reverend Steve Mensah, the Lord will strengthen your hand.
In the name of Jesus.
Your project shall be completed.
Yes, Lord.
Next year, we shall have the Thanksgiving service.
In the name of Jesus.
Under the new project.
Yes, Lord.
If you are the one I am talking to, rise up and run and shout.
All your promises
are yes. Clap your hands and say,
amen.
I receive it.
You know the man you never lie.
Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Say, I receive
all
it.
Your promises
are yes. Shout again and say, I receive it.
Yes, amen. You know the man you never lie.
All your promises.
Hey. All your promises.
Up. Oh, I haven't started preaching at all. I'm just prophesying. Those who are so proud and are so arrogant and they think they have everything.
Jesus.
So they don't respect you. There is going to be a shift.
A shift.
Somebody shout and say, shift.
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 We transfer the riches of the wicked into the account of the righteous.
In the name of Jesus.
May you possess their possessions.
I possess.
Can you get up and go to somebody and say, Please, when you see God, tell him he should bless me quick because I have a lot of things to do in the church. Oh, come on, grab up and tell somebody. Say, when you see God, tell him he should bless me quick because I have things to do for him in the church. Some people are sitting down. Some people didn't believe this prophecy. Can you go to somebody and say, tell God to bless me quick, 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 because I have things to do for him. Shout, yes! Yes! Oh, Jesus. Let me finish the text. Let me finish the text quickly. Give me. Those who were full, give me the next verse. Verse number 6. Give me verse number 6. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. Why are you afraid? Because you heard that the Lord kills. You are scared. There are two things the Lord does over there. He kills and he raises. Which one do you want? Receive it!
I receive life.
He kills and he raises. Me, I choose to be raised.
I receive it.
I don't choose to be killed.
I receive it.
I will never do anything to come into confrontation with God for him to kill me. Hey. Somebody say, hey.
Hey.
So don't be afraid. There are two things there. You choose the one you want. Ask somebody, which one are you choosing? Ask somebody, which one are you choosing? Tell somebody, killing or life. Killing or life. Somebody say, I choose life. The Bible says, I present to you blessing and cursing, death and life. Choose life that you and your descendants will live.
I choose life.
Clap your hands and say, I choose.
I choose.
Life.
Life.
Say, I choose.
I choose.
Longevity.
Longevity.
Of life.
Of life.
Clap your hands and say, I choose.
I choose.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
Over lack.
Over that.
Somebody say, I choose.
I choose.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Over sorrow.
Over sorrow.
Somebody say, I choose.
I choose.
Joy.
Joy.
Over pain.
Over pain.
Somebody say, I choose.
I choose.
Oh, this church is sweet. This church is sweet. This church is sweet. And this is the 29th anniversary. I'm just imagining the 30th. Ha! Reverend Steve, the Lord will give you money to build.
Amen.
See, there are some of you, when I was coming, I don't like your car that you parked over there. That car will not show up next year for the anniversary.
In the name of Jesus, I receive it.
Who am I talking to in this place?
I am.
Receive the anointing for speed and acceleration.
I receive speed.
May you change your car. May you change the curtains of your house, the carpet in your.
I receive it.
Clap your hands and shout, I receive it.
I receive it.
Oh, you are not screaming enough. Shout again and say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Give the Lord a praise offering that will drive away the COVID forever. Hey! Oh my God, this place is sweet. Verse 7. Verse 7. The Lord makes poor and the Lord makes rich. He brings some people low and then he lifts others. Choose. Choose.
I choose riches.
Choose.
I choose riches.
Choose.
I choose upliftment.
Choose.
Upliftment.
Choose.
Riches.
Choose.
Honor.
Choose.
Upliftment.
Choose.
Riches.
Choose.
Honor.
Reverend Steve, as preachers, we should not take for granted when people are making such choices. Some people will choose poverty. Yeah, because in some houses, when you are rich, they will kill you. So because they don't want to die, they want to be poor. I said some houses, when you are rich, you are a target. So some people sitting over here, you'll be amazed that if they have the opportunity, they will choose poverty because they want to live long. You will prosper and you will live long.
I receive it.
Oh, can you clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus?
In the name of Jesus.
Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Make me
rich.
Because
you make rich
and you make poor. I choose to prosper. I choose to prosper.
I and my house.
Clap your hands.
Lift up your voice.
Price.
I choose to make rich and to prosper.
I like verse 8. He raises the poor from the dust, and he lifts the beggar from the ash heap to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them.
Amen.
Why is Hannah so bold to make those declarations? Because all her life, because she was barren for many years, she was acclaimed, cursed, rejected. And they said God had frowned upon her. Her neighbors mocked at her and laughed at her. And they called her all kinds of names. Then one day God broke through. Bang. And the woman that they said she was barren, God gave her one miracle somewhere. Bang. She went the following year, another miracle. Bang. Another miracle. Bang, bang, bang. 7 rounds. And then she says, all of you who have been accusing me and talking foolish and nonsense, shut your mouth. You are not God, and you cannot determine what somebody is going through, whether it is a curse or not a curse.
Come on now.
May the Lord silence your enemies.
I receive it.
With the mighty visitation.
I receive it.
With the mighty miracle.
I receive it.
Are you the one I am talking to?
Yes, I am.
Run and shout and say, I am the one.
I am the one.
Clap your hands and scream and shout again.
I am the one.
Something is changing in your life.
I am the one.
Something is changing in your situation.
I am the one.
The Lord is silencing your enemies.
I am the one.
The Lord is silencing your enemies.
I am the one.
Clap your hands.
I am the one.
Pray.
I am the one.
Pray.
I am the one. Pray.
To the altar. Are you running to the altar? Are you sowing to the altar? Are you connected to the altar? Something is happening in this
atmosphere.
Something is happening in the atmosphere. Upstairs, downstairs, auditorium,
prayer
worshipers. Opening a door for you.
Jesus,
I prophesy to your situation. Rise up. Walk through. Break through. Lift up your voice. Worship.
He reigns
forevermore. If those hands are yours, use them in God's praise. This woman, you are carrying a miracle. That's a miracle that you raise. You are carrying a blessed child who will grow to become a giant millionaire in our days. Take it. Our God, somebody say, come on, is champion. What is your worship this morning? Come on. Lift up your two hands and say forevermore.
Forevermore.
Hallelujah. Take your seat. Reverend Steve, today I want to be here because of those in the second floor. When I come down, they will see me. So because of you, I'm staying here today. Are you clapping or you are doing something like clapping? But in case you want to jump down, let me know so I can catch you well. Inform me before. Don't jump without telling me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They should shut their mouth. Who told them that God has cursed you? You know what? In chapter 1 and then verse number 5 and 6. Chapter 1, 5 and 6. Listen to why they said Hannah was cursed. Listen to why they said she was cursed. Chapter 1, verse number 5 and 6. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. King James says the Lord has shut the womb. Verse number, the same thing is verse 6. And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. Now, the King James word, the Lord shut her womb, is Sagar, C-A-G-A-R. Now, that word simply means to prevent the interferences, to prevent external interferences, to prevent external interferences. Now, what it simply means, the reason God seemingly had shut the womb was actually to prevent an external force from interfering with God's purpose and design for that womb. I see somebody, your time has come, and you are about to be pregnant. The Lord will open one big door for you. Are you the one I am talking to? Shout and say, I am the one. I am the one. The reason why God has not opened your womb is that he is preventing interferences from external forces. Oh, the Bible says, and when God wanted to preserve Jesus, he appeared to Joseph and said, go to Egypt and hide there for a while. And when Herod dies, I will bring him back to come and start his ministry. And so the only reason he went into hiding in Egypt was to wait for the period of the death of his enemy. And when God met Moses in the wilderness, he said to him, Moses, go back to Egypt, for all those who are looking for you, they have died. He said, I have killed all of them. So now go. Kabuma Alibi Asai Abokataya. Can I prophesy to CEM?
Yes.
Those who are looking for you to destroy you, they won't find you.
In the name of Jesus.
God will hide you until he's ready to showcase you.
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it.
Let me say it again. The Lord will hide you until he's ready to use you.
I receive it.
Clap your hands and say, I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of God.
Clap your hands and say, I am not cursed.
I am not cursed.
I am only waiting for a while.
I am only waiting for a while.
When the Lord is finished and done with you, he will showcase you. When your time for the wedding comes, your wedding will be gracious.
Yes.
When the time comes for you to inaugurate your house, it will be a big house. When the time comes for the Lord to showcase your children, the Lord will showcase your children. I came here to let somebody know that God is preventing external interferences. Oh, please don't force me to start laying hands. Please sit down, sit down. Today is Sunday service. Clap your hands and scream, yes!
Yes!
Can you prophesy to somebody sitting on your left or your right and say, brother, sister, God has not forsaken you. He's only keeping you for a while. Can you prophesy to somebody sitting on your left and right and say, brother, your time is coming. Your sister, your time is coming.
Your time is coming.
It's coming. Oh, prophesy, I said, God has remembered you cry. Is somebody hearing a prophetic voice this morning?
Yes, I hear it.
Is somebody receiving an anniversary package this morning?
Yes, I receive.
Are you receiving an anniversary reward this morning?
Yes, I receive.
Clap your hands and scream, I receive it.
I receive it.
Let the devil hear you again.
I receive it.
Shout again and say,
I receive it.
Here's the reason why God shut the womb on purpose. Because she was so desperate that she might have been consulting one prophet to the other, one medium to the other. And God said, Hannah, you don't know what I want to do with you. If you know the prophet that is coming from your womb, you will not worry yourself and start going round to round, altar to altar, begging and scrambling and chasing. I won't do it, because when it is done, they will take the glory. They will say they did it. So I will wait until my time and my season. And when I, Jehovah God, I am ready, I will give you the key. And when I open the door, nobody can shut. And if I shut the door, nobody can open. My time is coming.
I receive it.
Your time is coming.
I receive it.
You didn't hear the prophecy. I prophesy again. I say, your time is coming. Clap your hands and scream three times after me. My time is coming.
My time is coming.
Let the devil hear you now.
My time is coming.
Say it again.
My time is coming.
Say, God has not forgotten about me.
God has not forgotten
about me. And God remembered Hannah.
Yes.
And God remembered Hannah.
Yes.
And God remembered Hannah.
Yes.
God has remembered you.
I receive it.
And God remembered Noah.
And God
remembered Noah.
Yes.
And God remembered David.
Yes.
And God remembered Joseph.
Yes.
God is remembering somebody this morning.
I receive.
Who am I talking to?
I am the one. I am the one.
Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Listen to the credentials of Hannah. And find out whether such a woman with credentials can be accursed. Credentials. Credentials number one, verse number three. Chapter one, verse number three. The Bible says, every year she went to Shiloh. She went to Shiloh. She didn't get her child. But the following year, she went back. She didn't get the child. She went back. What did she go to do? Bible says, she went to Shiloh to worship and to sacrifice. To worship and to sacrifice. Why will God receive worship and sacrifice from an accursed woman? Why will God receive worship and sacrifices from somebody he has cursed? She was not cursed. Her credentials were too positive for cursing. Can you tell that woman sitting by you, say, woman, you are not cursed. Come tell her for me. tell that woman again, she didn't hear you, tell that man. I say, you are not cursed, cry. I say, you are not cursed. Then tell somebody, God is just waiting for your season. God is waiting for your season. God is waiting for your season. God is waiting for your season.
I receive it.
God is waiting for your season.
I receive it.
And if you have spiritual eye, you will notice that the reason why God has sent me here this morning is to announce to you that your season has come.
I receive the announcement.
I have been sent to come and announce to you that your season has come.
Receive it.
Your season has come.
My season has come.
Look at the credentials. Verse number 5. Chapter 1, verse number 5. And the Bible says, and Elkanah, the husband, will give all his children and other wives one portion of sacrifice, one portion. But Hannah alone, he gave double portions. So, of all the members of the family, the person who was giving the highest sacrifices was Hannah. Why will God curse a woman who gives double portions? She was not cursed. But I like her credential number 3, which is in verse number 7. I like that credential. The fact that any time her rival provoked her, she did not talk back. She took the provocation and brought the provocation to the altar. That one we should all learn. Her rival provoked, got her angry. Who is getting you angry? And why are you responding? When you respond to anger and all the trials and the temptations that come your way, what you don't know is that you forfeit the opportunity for God to come through for you. Let God handle the matter. Let God fight. Let God handle your accusers and those who are gossiping and talking about you. They don't know where you are coming from and what you have. The Lord will shut their mouth. Hannah says, shut your mouth. You are too proud and you are too arrogant. For the God that I serve, he lowers somebody and he raises somebody. He picks the poor from the dung and he makes them princes. Increase that clap of him because he's bringing you a miracle. Increase that clap of him because a door is opening for you.
Yes.
Is somebody getting blessed in this house today?
Yes.
Who am I blessing here this morning?
I am the
clap
one.
Clap your hands and say, I am the one.
I am the one.
Let the devil hear you and say, I am the one.
I am the one.
Scream again and say, I am
the one.
Oh, Jesus. What an atmosphere this morning. Are we celebrating the anniversary? Are you enjoying the anniversary?
Yes.
Reverend Steve, there are 18 people I'm going to lay hands upon. 18 new millionaires. They are not known in this church as millionaires, but the Lord has spotted all of them and my eyes are open. I will be laying hands upon them right in a moment. 18 young people who will write big checks.
Jesus.
I thought you should be celebrating because you are a chosen one.
Yes.
She doesn't want to wait, cry. She has selected herself already. Come on, me abalota, I am okay.
Jesus.
It's okay, mama. Sit down so I can preach. I'll lay hands on you, okay? Don't worry. I like aggressive people like that. Oh, I feel some oil in this house.
Shut up.
Somebody say Yehovah.
Yehovah.
Praise God. I was handling this woman, aristocrat, very brilliant, intelligent woman. I don't want to tell you the profession, so that the members of that fraternity will not get angry with me. Very learned and very educated. She says to me, "It's Apostle General, can you believe that in the last 6 years I have never been promoted in my office? All my juniors who come into that office get promoted above me, and I'm sitting at the same place." I said, "Ah." So I made an appointment, and when I started handling the problem through prayers, as I was engaging the altar, speaking against her, fire to fire, word to word, challenge, then boom, she moved into manifestation. The external forces began to speak. We call them familiar spirits. They began to speak. "Oh, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time, man of God. This one, we own her. We own her. She's our property. If you like, go and ask her mother. Her mother knows that we own her." "Stop wasting your time." I said, "I'm not wasting my time at all. The fact that you have even started confessing means that the anointing is working. It means that we are defeating you. It means we are winning the battle.
Come on now."
Pam, 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 pam. Then when she came to herself, I said, "The spirit says your mother has something to tell you." He said, "Ah." I said, "Go and ask your mother and come back." So she went. The revelation is stunning. The mother was not getting pregnant. So she consulted this medium, a shrine. So they told her she will get pregnant, she will have the child, but after, when the child is about 3 years, she should return the child to them for an official covenant ceremony so that her soul will be tied to the shrine for protection for life. The woman didn't go back. So then they began to harass and to fight this young girl who had gone to school, graduated, doing great, and then suddenly her life comes to a stall. No marriage, no promotion, no career fulfillment, no career satisfaction. Money comes into her hand, money vanishes. Oh, her life will stand still. All her juniors were passing her. So she comes back to tell me the revelation from the mother. So she says, "What next?" I said, "You are not going back to the shrine, because when you go there, whatever they will do for you in the name of deliverance will actually lead to your final destruction and death. The devil doesn't do anything free of charge without repercussions. Whatever the devil does, there is a trail and there is a hook and there is a bait that leads you finally into destruction. Don't attempt it." I know a certain sister who left a very powerful charismatic church like this one, and then with another sister, both of them, one tongue speaking and then the other one fairly new, and then the tongue speaking one told the one that is new, he said, "This is not the only place I get power from. I get power from some other places." He said, "Hey, where?" He said, "Some village in central region." He said, "Ah, what is she looking for?" "She's looking for visa to travel." So this girl took her friend after church on Sunday, charismatic church. Then they went to the village. When they were coming, they had accident. The one who took her didn't die. The innocent one died. God is just preventing interferences of external forces so that they don't take the glory from him.
That's right.
Your time is coming.
It's coming.
Your is near.
I receive it.
This is your season.
Yes, I receive
it. As you hear this word. Increase that clap offering. Here is your winning formula. Here is your winning formula. Here is your winning formula. Number one, prayer. Number one, prayer. Number two, priority. Priority. Number two, priority. Number three, one, prayer. Two, priority. Number three, purpose. Three, purpose. Number four, persistence. Number four, persistence. Number one, prayer. Priority. Purpose. And persistence. Once you can catch the revelation of these four, there is no way you will lose any battle. And there's no way you will never be honored. First prayer. Every year she made sure that she came to Shiloh with her worship and a sacrifice. Prayer, worship, sacrifice, prayer, worship, sacrifice, prayer. Don't let people laugh and mock at you when you are going to the house of God and to engage the altar in worship, in prayer, and sacrifice. Don't let them look down upon you and tell you things to discourage you. It's the devil's lie. You are doing the right thing. You are in the right place. It's a winning formula.
Yes.
This one, I can put my life on the line and tell you, you are doing the right thing. In case you have stopped giving, renew your mind. If you have stopped paying tithe, change your attitude. If you have started looking down upon people who give sacrifices, those who are listening to me outside of this building, as she went every year and she came, as you go in and out of the house of God, as you go in and out of the house of God, as you go in and out, God is watching you. God is connecting with you. Your faith is connected. God is seeing your prayer, your worship, your sacrifices. It's just a matter of time.
Receive it.
Those of you who are clapping, the miracle is coming.
I receive it.
Can you tell somebody sitting by you and whisper to the person, yes, sister, God hears you when you pray. He hears you, he hears you, he hears you, he hears you, he hears you when you pray. He hears you. Before you even pray, he knows what is on your heart already. Clap your hands and scream prayer.
Prayer.
I didn't hear you. Please scream, say prayer.
Prayer.
Worship.
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 Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Worship.
Worship.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Prayer.
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 My house shall be the house of prayer.
Yes.
Go and look for people who know how to channel their frustrations and their depressions and their challenges and their problems through prayer to God. Check them, and then check those who connect their prayer and their depressions and their challenges through alcohol and cocaine and drugs. Check the two people and see the differences of their lives. Vis-a-vis, let me add a third group. Check people who don't pray, but who go around sharing their problems with men. One man to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other. Find out from these three people and find out who wins, who is a winner. People who trust in the Lord and people who pray are always in the winning group. They look composed. And when they are walking, you think that as for them, they are not in Ghana. You won't think they have economic problems. You will never think they have financial problems. You will never even know and think that they have problems in their marriages. But I'm telling you, they have. But except that they know how to channel their problems to the Maker.
Come on now.
Apostle General, you think I don't have problems? Ha! Because I'm looking very beautiful and handsome and when I pass on my problem and my challenges to my God, then I'm free.
I'm on now.
I let him carry and I walk problem free.
Amen.
Somebody say prayer.
Prayer.
Number two, purpose. The miracle you are looking for, do you have a purpose for that miracle? Hannah had a purpose for looking for a child. Her purpose was just one. She says, God, if you give me that child, I will bring the child back to you. Purpose. 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 Why do you need that money for? Why do you want to change your car? Why do you need that house for? Why do you need that husband and that wife for? Why do you want a child? Why do you want God to open your womb? God should open your womb so that everybody will know that you married and you got pregnant. Is that a purpose? Why do you want to have money? So that you can change your car, you can ride the car, you can show off, you can let people know that that's not the purpose. Redefine your purpose this morning. Realign yourself first in prayer, then redefine your purpose, please. What's your priority? I think I jumped the purpose with priority. So let's do the priorities. Okay. Her priority was one. Her focus was one. Lord, give me a child. Lord, give me a child. Lord, give me a child. And this was one prayer she prayed in and out and in and out and in, and then she added purpose. When you give me that child, I will give the child back to you. This year, 2022, can you go back to your objectives and the things you want to achieve this year and have one just objective? That, Lord, my objective this year is that I want to please you in everything I do. I want to please you in my worship. I want to please you in my relationship. I want to please you in my services to you. I want to please you in my giving. I want to please you in my role as a wife. I want to please you in my role as a husband. I want to please you as a father. I want to please you as a mother. I want to please you, Lord. I want to please you, Lord. I want to please you. My purpose is just one, that I may please the Lord who has enlisted me. You are too divided. Your mind is too divided. Your focus and your attention is too scattered. You don't know what you are looking for. And the mind which is unstable, God cannot do business with the mind that is unstable. One prayer, one priority, one purpose, and then persistence, persistence, persistence. Hannah's persistence is humbling and challenging and also exhortational. You see, when we say somebody persists, we are not talking about somebody who is always harassing people because you are persisting, or always knocking, or you are persistent, or always asking. then you are persistent. Or troubling people, then you are persistent. No. But your persistence is measured in how much you are able to endure temptations and the trials that come alongside the demands and the things you are looking for. God looks and measures your persistence along these lines. How are you able to take provocation? How do you respond when your rivals and your colleagues prosper and they go earlier? They are appointed pastors. They are made resident pastors. You came to the church. You came to meet them. But they have been made resident pastors and you now have to take instructions from them. God searches your heart, how you take all of those. How you celebrate with people when they marry earlier than you. How, when they get their children, how, what you do at their outdoors. When they are having their parties, their birthday parties, what you do. God checks all these things to measure the level of your persistence. Start celebrating because your miracle is coming. They were eating. Hannah, her rival, the husband, and the family, they were all eating. And then her rival started provoking her by calling her children. Fetch some water for me. Give me some salt. Let those who don't have children serve themselves. Kweku, serve me why? Ajwa, serve me why? Hey, I wore you though. I wore you. Hey, giving birth is sweet. Sweet, sweet. Hey, provocation. And I can imagine some gang woman sitting over there. Now, many. Men be known for Nana. Eden. Nyakejo. From today, you will respond to provocation again.
Amen.
Because your miracle which is coming is higher and bigger than the one they have.
I receive it.
If you are the one I am talking to, clap and scream and shout, yes.
Yes.
Clap your hands and scream again. Say, yes, 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 yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Persistence. What did Hannah do? When she was provoked, she took the provocation and then left the table and went into the temple. And then she placed a sacrifice and she started praying. She said, God, I have come again. I have come in and out and in and out. I am here again. The same prayer, same priority, same purpose. I haven't changed my mind. Give me a son. When you give me a son, I will come and dedicate him to you. And then she was praying and she was praying. And this time, her lie, the high priest was sitting and said, how can this woman be drunk like that? And then Eli came and said, woman, how far long have you been drunk and be here praying 3 hours? Are you crazy? He said, my Lord, I'm not crazy. But your woman servant, your maid servant, I have a petition and a burden on my heart. I have just been asking God to do one thing for me. To give me a child that I will dedicate to him. The Eli said, oh, okay. That's your request. Go. The Lord has granted you your request. You thought I was talking to Hannah.
I receive it.
I'm going to give you another chance. I said, go. The Lord has granted your request.
I receive it. Amen.
The Lord has granted your petition.
I receive
the
it.
The Lord has answered your prayer.
Amen.
The Lord has come through for you.
I receive it.
Clap your hands and scream, the Lord
has come through
for me. Scream and shout, for me. I've never gone to a church to see the father of the house come to the altar at every prophecy. This is the first time I'm seeing this. I haven't seen it. I saw another one at Boliga. I was preaching, and then Pastor Isu stood up from his seat and sat on the floor. It's the first time. I haven't seen it before. He said, Apostle General, you were saying some loaded things. I could not sit on my seat. I needed to sit on the floor to absorb all the things you were saying. Now watch this scenario. Watch this scenario. And we are going to be worshiping God. I'm going to give you an opportunity to provoke this altar this morning. Provoke this altar, please. I'm going to give you a chance. Put your offering aside. Also, your offering is a covenant. Your tithe this morning is a covenant. This one, I am going to provoke your faith. And I want to see whether you are ready for the next level, or you just want to sit at where you are, or you want to join the second group. The Lord kills and the Lord lowers and the Lord brings low. But there's another group. The Lord raises. The Lord heals. The Lord promotes. The Lord blesses. Which group do you want to belong to? Which one do you choose? Reverend Steve, so here is Eli. Eli didn't see Hannah for 3 years. And then he will ask Elkanah, your second wife, Hannah, I haven't seen her. Oh, sir, she took seed when we went back. The child is 1 year, so she cannot come. Second year, she couldn't come. Third year, Ella is sitting there, and then Hannah shows up. And he says, praise the Lord, my Lord. The man is old. He said, who are you? He said, I am the woman that you said was drunk 3 years ago. My child is weaned. He is no longer taking breast milk. So I have come to fulfill the promise. I told you, and listen, she had only one child. What? And she carried, you know how old Samuel was? When she brought Samuel to the house of the Lord, Samuel was 3 years old. How many of you can part ways with your three-year-old children? Who will clean Samuel's diapers in that palace? Because his two sons were rascals. The man was old. Check the Bible whether you ever heard Ella's wife mentioned. So who will keep Samuel? Who will bathe Samuel at age 3? If Samuel was sick and ill and he was crying, how would he express to Eli what he was going through? In case you have never measured the quantum of sacrifice that Hannah placed on that altar. This is the quantum. This is the description. Not the money she came to put there, but the boy Samuel. I have brought him. Oh, so you mean it? Did you bring a maid servant to take care of him? Sir, it is the Lord's gift. Let God accept the gift. And she went back without a child again. The The Bible says, after she gave Samuel the first fruit, pop, she got pregnant again. Pop, 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 three, pop, four, pop, five, six, pop, seven. Who can beat God in giving? Who? Show me. Here's the way I want us to conclude this conversation. Here's the way I want us to conclude this conversation. Write this one down. Write this. Put it on the screen for those who are slow in typing. When your priorities are lined up in prayer. When your priorities are lined up in prayer, purpose is created. Purpose is created. When purpose persists, full stop, when purpose persists against provocation, Samuel into inverted commas, Samuel is born. When your priorities are lined up in prayer, comma, purpose is created, full stop. When purpose persists against provocation, Samuel, inverted commas, is born. Close the quote. There are some words that I am playing over there. Prayer, priority, persistence, provocation, and prophecy. When you write Samuel, put into brackets, prophecy. Is born. Samuel is born. Into brackets, prophecy is fulfilled. If you can type this one in huge and frame it and put it, hang it somewhere in your hall, when you go out and you come in, you read. Memorize, meditate, you will never miss your visitation. You will never. Line up your priorities in prayer. Create purpose. Persist in provocation. And get ready for prophecy to be fulfilled, into brackets, Samuel born. She asked for a son, and God gave her a prophet. Because she added purpose. She had a purpose for what she was asking God. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, those 18 people, run right now. I feel the oil and the anointing. Those 18 prayer labo shaka. Come on, take it right now. Come on, run. Those 18 people, if you are not one, don't force. Don't force. If you are not there, don't come. It won't work. If you are not one of them, you must be selected. Are you one of them? Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Oh, Jesus. Yes, she's one of them. Yes, she's one. She's one of them. She's, oh, Kaboshake. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.